This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at livenation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Happens on the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got to stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah.
This is the Buckeye Show.
All right, here we go. Brand new week on the Buckeye Show. I'm Timmy Hall. It's good to be with you guys. We got the Boatman back there running things and on the update desk. And to my right, our Buckeye football expert extraordinaire, Austin Ward, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop it. You got to cool it with that.
It's good to see you, buddy. Happy Father's Day yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a good weekend. Great weekend. Finished up in the North Star member guest. Had a great time out there. It's Nate and his staff did an awesome job and met
some
cool new people. Didn't play great, but that's not their fault.
Was that Saturday?
It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, my God. You played all 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
And, woo!
And I tell you what.
Love a little member guest.
Actually, I feel like I was just on vacation. Because you're out there and...
You got to take the day, basically, to get that done.
Five matches, you did have to take the day. Or you didn't have to. You probably could have got out of there and done some work in the afternoon or watched the U.S. Open in the clubhouse and continued drinking, which is what I chose to do to recover from not playing our best. But Brandon Pavel, my partner, and I will regroup and we'll get it figured out for next year. But some awesome people out there, talked a lot of Buckeyes with them, tried some great drinks, then had Sunday with the girls for Father's Day. As you said, it was a happy Father's Day to all other dads out there, and we played 36 holes of putt-putt to continue my little four-day extravaganza.
Where'd you go for the putt-putt? That you do a little indoor to get out of the heat? Or
no, we got out into the heat, baby.
Into the heat. So you probably went up to the Westerville thing.
Westerville.
With the 36 holes, right?
Crushed 36 holes up there, north and south course.
No, okay. Well, is it like Torrey Pines? Is the south course way harder there, trickier?
Know, it seems
more
like...
dog legs?
It seems like they might pretty much be identical.
it's like it's the same stuff. They just paint it different colors.
Yeah, I think it is all the same, but...
We need to get a Happy Gilmore clown's mouth at one of these things.
They do.
We need to get a real Happy Gilmore type of putting, putt-putt course.
But that went better for me than the member guest at North Star, because I beat the girls. And then we wrapped up and headed home and watched the back nine from Pinehurst number 2.
Yeah, epic tournament.
One of my favorite places in the entire world. It was really cool to watch and see that on TV, having played it and spent a lot of time out there. And boy, Rory, I'm sure we're going to talk about
that. You know, just to get this off of my chest with the weekend that I had, I'm sure some of you fine folks might have checked me out on Twitter. Some of you were giving me wellness checks. You know how I can be. I can get, you know, alone in my thoughts and in my feelings when I'm sitting there with nothing to do and quite bored. Of course, I don't have many friends to pick me up out of these holes. So I just sit there and I get, you know, upset and I'll type some things down. And just to let it be known, my guys at AEP Power were not the ones. The old AEP Ohio, they were good. And it was hard for me to tell because this was the first time ever where, you know, we had this storm, right? So this takes you back to Friday. We're doing the show here with Tyvis Powell, left here in a fantastic mood, heading off into a rare weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The most unique and rare weekend that we've ever had. My son is gone with my parents. So he went on vacation with his grandparents. First time he's ever done this. So that was a step. They've gone to our famous beach week trip in the Wildwoods. So he's at the Jersey Shore. We're not going to the Jersey Shore this year. We're waiting for the week later. We're doing Outer Banks this year. We kind of go flip-flopping to like meet different, you know, families, beach week, you know, traditions and all that stuff. So we're waiting. So we're saying to ourselves, man, this is crazy. And, you know, my wife is working the whole weekend too. So not only is Jack gone, I've almost got a pass on Saturday and Father's Day Sunday. I'm thinking I'm just going to line up 72 holes of golf. I'm going to play 36 both days. I don't have any obligations. Make sure things are humming along with the radio station here on Saturday and Sunday. The shows are fine. The automation is fine. And then we're good. I go home, though, and after I, you know, say goodbye to Tyvus, I get home, and Sarah texts me and says the power's out. And I'm like, okay, it's probably going to come back on, right? But by the time I'm home, it'll be back on. So it's not on, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. We've got the keys to our neighbor's place. They were gone on their trip, so we're watching their cats. Their power was on. So we went over there, watched their TV for a little bit.
It's not a neighborhood issue.
Ate some of their food, drank some of their drinks. Right, it's not a neighborhood issue. So it's weird now, right? Some of the other, you know, looks like a few houses on our block, the power's gone. So we're like, okay. And, you know, our house gets terrible cell service, so it makes it harder to just even navigate the phone, even when you don't have internet or power or whatever. So I'm checking AEP time by time, and I start to notice as it gets closer to 9, 10 o'clock that it's telling me that the power's on, and I'm getting pissed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the power's not fine. You're telling me that it's on. It's not. I'm sitting here in the dark right now. I demand answers, and nobody's there because it's after hours. It's just the automation. It's like, and I'm trying to like plug it in on my phone, and it keeps resetting and telling me that the power's on. I'm like, oh, God.
That's a lie.
No. So the way I am, like, I'm not going to bed. Like, I'm not able to deal with this. And I'm like, keep resetting it, keep looking up things on the internet of what the issue could be. It gets to about 2:30 in the morning. I'm taking walks out on the neighborhood street to see whose lights are on. I'm like, that. I'm like, their lights are on. Their lights are on right there. My lights aren't on. I'm like, you're telling me there's like one maybe in my other next door neighbor. I think he just lives in the dark. I hope he's alive in there. He just lives in the dark. So I can't tell from my one next door neighbor, but everything else is fine. So I finally go in and I realize I have to do a main, and I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. I don't mess around with electrical. Right. I don't know about you, Austin.
No, absolutely not.
I don't touch wires.
Never would.
I don't do electrical. I did my floor in the basement bathroom. That's the most handy I ever got. And I could handle that because it was like that plank snap-in boarding. I cut it myself. I was very happy with that.
That's pretty remarkable.
It was my kudos. Pandemic project.
Yeah, kudos to you for that. That's too much for me.
It took me about a month and a half.
That's a
job that I think could have been done in 4 hours by a professional.
Yeah. My father-in-law is a professional, so I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're available, please come help. Right. I'll do whatever. It is not for me.
I wanted my father-in-law's help on that floor too, but he was a little hard to find when push came to shove.
Yeah, all right.
So I don't mess with electrical. So I'm looking up YouTube stuff and, you know, on the AEP site saying you might have to re-trip your main circuit breaker. And I'm saying, well, I've never had to do that. Anytime in my life, the power's gone off. When the power came back on, everything just turned back on.
Right.
No, I checked the fuses. There's no orange, you know, lights in there, or when it turns orange, you got to turn off and back on. Nothing. So I do the main breaker twice, still nothing. Going around, pulling my hair out, go back a half an hour. It's like 3 a.m. I tried to do it again, do it one more time, whatever. Flip the switch down like Jurassic Park. You've got to trip the main circuit breaker. Like, it's the big flat gray piece. I pull it down, pump it back up. Beep, beep, beep. I hear the oven. I'm like, oh God, we're back in business. I'm like Laura Dern, right? In Jurassic Park. You think everything's good. And then the velociraptor's right out there. You're not good. You're still dead. And so it was working.
Uh-huh.
But the way I could best describe this for the rest of the weekend, from that point on, we were basically glampers. We had a roof over our head.
Okay.
We had two or three lights that worked, but nothing else of substance was working. All the appliances were out. No TVs, no internet, no AC, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, gotta have that.
Nothing
this
that
weekend.
You want. Yeah, the oven, the stove, all that stuff was out. One thing that worked, thank God, was the refrigerator and freezer, the main one.
Okay.
One thing. So I guess if you added nothing else, that worked. But I basically had all this power loss. I was on partial weak power. And so the next day goes by, I'm still dealing with this all day Saturday, trying to find 7-8 different electricians who can, you know, come out and see me, you know, working the phones and texts for the first 4 or 5 hours. Finally, our gal Fawn, who's a listener of the station, she hooked me up with a great electrician, and they came out, saw me Saturday, though they couldn't get me fixed until Monday morning to get a part. That was after I had the AEP guy come out and rule out everything that was outside, because I didn't know what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And so AEP checked the stuff, like, your meter's good, the transformer up there on the stick is good. Nothing's over your lines. I'm like, okay, so it's my fault, right? It's inside. And it was. And so I had to wait around to get some like main circuit breaker installed in the panel to fix it on the fuse board there. Late 1970s house. So all day Saturday, all day Sunday, to about 30 minutes before I drove into work on Monday, it was basically nothing. Hot, 85 degrees in that house. It sounds like you shouldn't be too upset. Like, oh, 85 degrees, right? But trust me.
Oh, that's impossible.
Hot.
Yeah.
No, impossible to deal with.
There's no way.
And I wanted to be pissed off about it. I didn't want to have perspective. I didn't want to
there
be like,
no
oh,
perspective.
You know, think about all the other people in the world that have it so much worse. Didn't really feel like that for the weekend. You got your sights set. You got your mind. Like, I couldn't. Even Sunday, I went out and I still played golf and tried to have a good Father's Day. Played horribly. Like, York was great, though. They had their member guest this weekend, too, but I didn't play in it. So I played Sunday and just got a round in and then, you know, got back and couldn't go to my house. So spent the night at the in-laws, and their upstairs is pretty hot. It's like they don't even turn the AC on.
They had it at 85 on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Want Timmy to feel comfortable here.
Let's smoke him out.
We know that's how he has it at home. So, no disruption. Don't want him to catch a cold.
That is what it was. That was the weekend. And we're trying to rally. We're trying to rebound. And I think I'm going to set the AC at 56 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm just going to burn that fuse panel right back out again.
Just got to hit the ice box up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you made it. We have a word for that when we're out there playing. And we call that mindset that you had to deal with on Sunday. We just say, it's rattled.
I was rattled. I didn't have the mental focus. I wasn't in any shape. I wasn't in any capacity to go out and shoot a number. After what I had gone through. Yeah, what I had gone through on Saturday. It was rough, man. It was rough. I don't wish that on anybody. And, you know, we're doing this Beat the Heat fan drive. I think I might need to be the first recipient. At least over the weekend, I'm saying, oh, shoot, you know, I did the commercials with Jerry Martz, and I need the first fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
You
got to
put your thumb on the scale of that one. And the first winner, Timmy Hall.
Oh, man. So as we get going here, boy, we got some Buckeye leaves. And some of the things that you just mentioned at the U.S. Open, there was a Twitter post that I saw with Rory McIlroy side by side with a very, very familiar character for us. And it just got me thinking. It just got me thinking about that and the similarities here. That is coming up. My man Austin Ward is in. We're cool now, even though this studio is hotter than hell. It's a lot cooler than the conditions I was in for most of the weekend.
A lot cooler than it was outside of Ohio State recruiting camp today, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it may be like 77 degrees in here, but it's better than the 97 that it is outside. So that's all coming up. You guys have the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State athletics. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Do you subscribe to The Fan's YouTube channel?
Well, why not?
Catch our best interview, stupid man and bone videos, and live video of our shows as they happen.
You can participate in your neighborhood watch.
Search 971 The Fan and subscribe today.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Preseason, midseason, offseason. We keep on rolling. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Austin Ward and the Boatman back there. We got lots of power here tonight. How are your power situations over the weekend, guys? All the devices, everything good?
I'd hate to.
You guys electric?
I don't want to make you jealous. I don't.
Oh, I want to know. I want you to tell me how much power you had.
As far as I know, it was 100%, but I was spending the vast majority of my time at North Star. So,
but when you went home, when you turned on that TV, was it on?
Well, when I got home, was it just after I blasting? After I Ubered from North Star back to my house.
Nice.
I have no idea if the power was on. And that's all I can say about it.
Really? You were as blacked out as my power.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
I was operating at less than 100% power on Friday night.
Bodie, when you watched the finals, as we said, you know, the Friday, I think you made some comment to me on Friday's show, and I said, you're probably not going to win game four because of that.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. Yeah. But I'm sure when you watched it, it was vivid and that TV was just pulsating at you.
It was.
Yeah.
One team showed up on Friday night, and that was not the Boston Celtics.
No.
Not even close. But that's all right. We got game five tonight. Yeah, no power issues over at my household there. So that was fantastic.
That's good. It's just the way you wanted it, you know?
Yes, that's
you can win it tonight.
I would have to agree.
You know, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Maybe,
I thought you meant the power thing. Yeah.
Well, but no,
yeah,
maybe, power went out so I could see your Celtics win a championship.
That'd be all right with me.
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
I want to see your Celtics win. I don't know why.
I don't know why
you're not wearing a C's t-shirt tonight when this could happen.
Oh.
You went Notre Dame today.
This is Adidas. Throwback.
This is a previous apparel deal.
Yeah.
He's just all in.
You don't see too many t-shirts people walking around with this t-shirt right here.
Oh, he remains all in.
Look at us. We are Adidas bros today.
Who would have thought?
He's got his Adidas Rooster shirt on.
Yeah, I didn't even know this was
He's
Adidas.
He's got the Adidas Notre Dame, and I've got the Adidas Pebble Beach quarter zip. I like this quarter
zip
so much. I had to go online and buy a second one.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
Oh, man.
Load up.
Yeah. Was I getting any for friends? No, I was not.
No.
Just for me.
That's for you.
Like Captain America. That one's
can't wear
that.
You couldn't wear that at home this weekend, though. So you saved it up to come into the studio.
Naked at home. Completely naked. And that's the good thing.
Are you walking around with candles or what were we doing?
No, candles. Yeah, I was already burning alive.
I know.
How did you need fire thrown into the equation?
Flashlights? What were we working with?
Yeah. We're just going natural daylight. And then once the sun went down, I just went to bed. I think I went to bed at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. I just said, I've had it.
Up until 3 a.m. So
I was up until
Friday.
3 a.m. And Saturday, I was just kind of waiting around for electricians on the phone, on the text. And then when day went to night, I just said, I'm tapping out. There's no TV. There's no nothing. I don't want to do anything. What am I going to read?
Rather just be dead. How did people do it before electricity? This is terrible.
How did this go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
How did we do this? Before electricity? No. You're kidding.
Couldn't be me.
You're kidding. We had civilization? I don't understand that for a minute. But Austin, let's talk about this golf tournament yesterday, because we did have an Ohio State Buckeye do something incredible. And Neil Shipley, low am, two times now at Augusta and at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. And he had a great battle with another amateur that he outlasted. He's got the look. He's got the hair. You know, I'm not going to say that just, you know, two results in majors sends you off into a professional golfing career, but boy, does he look like he's got the stuff to do it.
It proves that you belong. You've done that against two of the best fields in the toughest courses in golf. That'll give you a little momentum as you head out there and start collecting some checks for it. I'm sure that, it would have been nice to get some of those oversized checks, Happy Gilmore style, from what he did in the Masters and what he did at Pinehurst number two, you know, but then he would have had a more difficult time getting into the U.S. Open or not being able to play in Pinehurst number two. So a big summer ahead of him and decisions to make as he transitions there to the PGA Tour or whatever the path is now that's in front of him. I'm not even sure where he slots in. Max Moldovan, I think, was higher in those rankings and
he just had a rough Thursday and Friday. Better on Friday, but he was 10 over par on Thursday, Max was.
But such a convoluted path, I guess, from there to turning pro, getting on the tour, sponsors exemptions, those things or the other. But that's, I think, the part that would help set him apart is that he's got this to point to. Low am at both the Masters and the U.S. Open. Sponsors will have some attention on that. That could maybe get him into some fields and boost some of the money opportunities. We'll see. We need to catch up with him again, Timmy, because I talked with him, I guess that was 2.5 months ago, had a nice little interview with him for the podcast. Really enjoyed chatting with him. Like he's a fun dude, a lot of game, pretty entertaining. Stayed after and chatted with a handful of other local media just about, you know, random stuff in his career and sponsorships and the things he wanted to do. Really enjoyed that. So I've been pulling for him, and he's got a couple really nice results to show for it.
I'm making him the official Buckeye Leaf for this week. Neil Shipley, former Ohio State golfer, the low am at Augusta and at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Let's do some more.
It's time to hand out some Buckeye Leaves.
Sponsored by the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. Plan your perfect summer trip at columbuszoo.org.
And the other one, you know, shoot, Tyvis Powell, of all guys. Credit to Tyvis, who is getting more into the game of golf because I am so much into the game of golf. I appreciate that out of him. When he sends me a tweet from Jason Sobel, this is what Neil Shipley is now next to, Austin. You talk about the kind of guy he is, and he's got the memes from the side-eye press conference at Augusta. He's doing his Arby's ads in his car and looking all awkward, right? Like he's trying to memorize the lines. It's great. Well, with him being low am, he joins the likes of Ken Venturi, Jack Nicklaus, who he must have a deal with Golden Bear because he's got stuff on his shirt.
He does have a Golden Bear deal.
And that's awesome with the Columbus connection. So Ken Venturi, Jack, Phil, and Victor Hovland as players to claim that title at both the Masters and U.S. Open in the same year. I think overall, he's one of just 10 men ever to live to win both of those honors in the same year. That's unbelievable.
Great company. Awesome tribute to him. All you can do is put yourself in position, qualify, and then go make the most of it. He did that. So congrats to Neil Shipley. It's fun to watch, and again, just like being around him and knowing that, and he's got a cool story there, grad transfer, the whole deal, a degree that probably is not going to get much use for him anymore if he keeps playing good golf. Like, congrats to him. You put yourself in company like that. That's always going to feel good. No one can take it away from him now.
I have to throw a little Buckeye leaf out to this Twitter account, College Sports Only, because this just hits so perfectly with the memes that were going around with Rory McIlroy standing in the, I guess, what's that, the scores room, where you're waiting to turn in your cards, and he's watching Bryson finish up, right? Hoping to God that he bogeys and slips up so we can play on. It didn't happen. And somebody superimposed a box of pizza and slid it towards Rory, and then had the Urban Meyer sad pizza on the golf cart, which, what was that, after his first ever loss at Ohio State?
It was after the Michigan State loss in the Big Ten championship game.
That's the one. And that was so perfect, and you understand everything about that. And as I'm thinking about that, I'm saying to myself, man, are there some real big similarities right now with these programs where Rory, every year, would you agree, has been one of the top golfers in the world since he won his last major? He's been pouring in tournament victories. He's been like 47 under par in final rounds at the majors since then, which is killing everybody else. He just can't win it. He's one of the best in the world. He's a favorite many times to win this. And it's like Buckeye football, where they're right there at the end. They're one of the best to start the year. They're one of the best throughout the year. They just haven't been able to win. They've even been in the final pairing, right? They've been to a national championship game. They're just trying to win the Natty once again. In 10 years, 2014, 2024, last year Rory won a major. Buckeyes are trying to do that this year.
That was when I didn't want it to be true, the parallel that you were drawing. And you put it on the sheet, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh no, Tim's right. Because I am not a Rory fan, and I kind of enjoyed the misery for him there late. I think Bryson, I never thought it would be this, like, flipping the roles around,
the live guy.
And the YouTube channels, like, I'd rather him win than Rory. But I did. But all those things that you started stacking those one after the other, and especially the 2014 to now, and Rory saying that this is the best, closest he's felt, and he's going to break through again. And man, I'd like to not cover Ohio State in 2024 choking when they get to the 18th. That'd be like, I don't know, missing a field goal right as the clock is striking midnight on New Year's Eve.
That wasn't just a missed field goal.
Well, that quote unquote putt at the end of the Peach Bowl was a lot longer than the one Rory missed on 18, but
yeah.
The opportunity was right there for the taking.
That was,
and they didn't finish it off.
You know how you get up to that tee box and your tee game is so far gone, where like there's the out of bounds stakes, there's a tree line, and then there's houses, and then a street behind those houses, and then another row of houses and a street on the other side. That's where that ball went. That's just, you hit it, make contact, gone, re-tee.
Four left.
That's four left. Yeah, you throw the arm up, it's left. Buckeye leaves Carlos Lachlan, all the Buckeye assistant coaches too, who are putting in the work at the camp, doing a job on the recruiting trail as well. Tim Walton, Carlos Lachlan, and everybody that's helping out, that's pitching in for the camps, all the players that are pouring it out there in the hot weather too, to get that experience. But we'll come back here. The Buckeyes are entering a groove on the trail. And with that, have they opened up a newfound pipeline? Austin Ward is here. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Three dudes who will make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we aren't swaggled, you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Or Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tailgating is a state of mind. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Austin Ward, all you fine Buckeye fans, we are indeed brought to you by our friends at CareSource. We thank them for sponsoring this lovely radio show. Let us know how your Father's Day weekend was. For all you dads out there, this show is dedicated to the dads. I don't know if we did that on Friday going into Father's Day weekend. This show dedicated to all the dads. I posted a little photo of me and my son. And the cool thing about that photo is the shirts that we're wearing, if you notice, we are wearing the slick Ralph Lauren United States Ryder Cup gear, the official gear. Adam King of 10TV.
The Adam King.
He tipped me off. And told me to go to this one, like, a designer fashion warehouse, which it sounds better than it is. It's very cheap stuff. It's like a step down from Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
Really?
But he tipped me off to this and said, this place doesn't make any sense, but they must have 100 of these different kinds. And I'm sorry to tell you, but you won't get this deal anymore because this was two years ago. Yeah, bought a lot of it. This was 2 years ago. I went there. He was right. They're beautiful. They're the real shirts. They're so soft, like the nylon poly blend. And so anytime the Ryder Cup comes around now, me and my son can look completely official. So I will wear that shirt a lot when the time comes.
I didn't know that there was a step down from.
We could step it down, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love those stores. I used to go a lot more.
How do they wind up with the Ralph Lauren Ryder Cup gear?
How do they wind up with anything?
I don't know.
You know? You never had one of those?
What a mystery.
Did you ever go through a phase where you were addicted to one of those outlet stores?
Oh, yeah.
You always had to check the deal. What was your outlet store?
Mostly Marshall's.
Marshall's?
Yeah.
And there's no difference really between them
I don't think so.
TJ's and don't forget Ross. There's a new Ross on Hilliard Rome Road. New of like the last few years.
I think Marshall's and TJ Maxx, aren't they the same?
I think they're the same.
I think they're
the same. And then Home Goods is the home. There's that connected one that's up by Plain City where the Costco is. It's like a superstore where it's TJ's into Home Goods. There's always 700 people in line.
I think we've got one of those connected dual threats on Henderson Road as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. And is that where the Micro Center is?
The dual threat is further down, I think.
I love it, the dual threat. We've got a
because one of the two
five-star athletes.
It's been years since I've been in there. One of the two is in there on Bethel next to Micro Center, and the other is in there on Henderson Road you know, by the Sunnyside Cafe and I don't know what else is in there. Great Clips. What else? Something that might be more recognizable. I don't know.
Man, you know, it's funny too. Like when some people saw that photo and, you know, asked me about it and I said, no, that doesn't mean that my son is playing golf again. He's just wearing the shirt and that's good enough for me. We're going to work on him every single year and try to see if he gets back. Because to me, Father's Day and golf are just synonymous. I mean, we have the U.S. Open in that final round on Sunday, and I'm usually always trying to catch a round, like in between.
I didn't have to plan. It wasn't my choice on Sunday. I was talking to Liberty, my daughter, in the middle of last week. She's like, I know what we're going to do for your Father's Day, Daddy. And I was like, all right.
I wonder
what it could be. Because she's in the midst of, I told you a couple weeks ago, golf camp. She did great. She won the driving championship for the girls her age. Then they had a 1 day Barbie golf camp last week. She wanted to go to that. At Raymond, there's Disney golf camp. So she's on a real roll of it. And we'll go in and we'll film. Like last week, we recorded another Buck 9, the simulator show at Fairway Columbus that we do. She hopped on a simulator by herself and chipped and putted for a while.
How old is Liberty?
She turned 7 in. What do we have now? 9 days?
Okay. All right. So happy birthday, Liberty, next week. Yeah. But here's what you got to do now that she's loving it right now. So I think where I misstepped, and maybe this is a different dynamic than daughters and fathers and sons and fathers.
Okay.
So maybe, but just I'm wondering if you could start to like drop in lines about how bad the game is and how much dad hates it and that golf sucks. This is terrible. This is the worst. I think if maybe I did that, that would have made my son like golf even more, to be different from me, to go against the grain of being like dad. This could be horrible advice and you should not follow it at all. But I'm just putting that out there.
I don't think it'll work with her. She wants to like the same things that I like right now. I'm skeptical
right
that
now.
It will remain that way. We'll see.
That's what I'm saying, in the future.
But she's had really high success rates about the things that I like to do and either winning at them and getting trophies in golf.
That's beautiful.
Or going to WWE SmackDown and having Cody Rhodes hand deliver her like autographed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to the memorial 2 weeks ago and deciding that she wanted to follow Ben On and him.
Ben On, her guy, huh?
Yeah, her guy. And then getting an autographed ball and tees and stuff when it wraps up, and going to crew games and having, you know, Eloy Room give her the jersey off of his back and his goalie gloves. So the things that I like, she's had amazing experiences with so far. Will that be the case when she's a teenager? I don't know. But right now, I'm riding the momentum.
It's good, you know, in God's honest truth, you can't Earl Woods anything. You just have to encourage and let them do what they like.
Yeah.
And you can't push too hard, but you give her those experiences. And when you get those moments, when you're a kid, they can stick with you, like getting a jersey or getting an autograph from somebody at the memorial. It's one of those things. Ricky Fowler, I just remember, was always the dude out there that would sign everything, sign almost every autograph that was there. And apparently Bryson DeChambeau now is just the best guy. He's the best guy in the world. And I hate it. Stop being so likable, Bryson. This sucks, man. You're with Live Golf. Don't you want to come back to this so you can ingratiate yourself with all the fans? Play on the tour a little bit more. It will be awesome with you here.
I think he's one of the only guys, well, certainly when it comes to the Live Golf conversation, he's the only one who has realized the spotlight is not on their tour in any way, shape, or form. They don't have a broadcast deal that people get. They don't get regular coverage. People view that tour as a joke. And I think Bryson's the only one who took the money and then thought, well, I actually do care a lot about not just competitive golf, but like bringing people into it. And he thought about how he could do that. And his YouTube channel,
he's a viral YouTube guy,
is
now
great.
Yeah.
The stuff that he's
getting
doing,
millions of views.
I was like,
for the videos that he puts up.
I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this stuff.
I know,
and then it was,
same.
But then
I
it was,
did.
Then it was Bryson playing with like a starter set of junior clubs weeks ago.
I'm Bryson DeChambeau. I'm going to see if I can break par with a set of sticks from Walmart or a junior set from Walmart.
I'm glad we saw the same one.
God,
but you don't. This is not. This is not Rory specific.
I know.
But you're just not seeing a lot of other golfers who are actually actively trying to do that. And you brought up Ricky. He was great, and he brought a generation of kids who wanted to wear colorful clothes and have fun on the course. Like, that stuff was great. We don't need to talk about it. Like, Tiger's greatness was removed from that. It wasn't about like bringing more people and looping them into the game.
I
think it just that stopped too much. And Bryson seems to genuinely want that.
He does. It's just so agitating that he's still, it's like that guy that's so nice to you every time you're around, right? But then behind the scenes, or when, you know, behind your back, he's telling people things or doing certain things that go completely against your best interests, right? It's like, geez, you seem so cool. You seem so awesome. But this thing that you and all your guys did, it has helped to ruin the game at the professional level. It has nothing to do with how you and I will love the game.
Right.
And that's the big difference. You and I can go out, have beers, and enjoy the sport, enjoy the game. Nothing that these pros do will ever take that away from me. I love going out there and playing. Nothing will change that. But as far as watching it, this has been a huge deal. And I don't see why the PGA Tour would want to make a deal with these guys, because their product sucks and no one's ever going to watch it. And Bryson, I think, knows that, and he really relishes being back in the spotlight here. So I think it'd just be so cool if they could do it some more. But either way, I promise we're going to talk about this Buckeye boom coming up. That was the U.S. Open portion, and how Bryson...
And Father's Day.
And Father's Day, and how Bryson sucks but is awesome at the same time, and I'm not that mad that he won the U.S. Open, and I absolutely hate that I feel that way, because I've been the biggest anti-Live guy in this entire world.
He's an anti-Livite.
I'm an anti-Livite. Yes. So big boom for the Buckeyes on the trail. What is the impact? What does Austin think about that? That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts.
Wasting time has never been easier.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Some football players try to play softball.
Join us for Schmidt's Cardale Jones Charity Softball Game.
Why picnic when you can Schmidtnik? And presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force. The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
If the colors scarlet and gray made a sound, that sound would be this. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Austin Ward, all you fine Buckeye fans tonight. The Bode Man is back there looking for a Celtics victory tonight. Game 5. Right here tonight on the fan.
A gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, a gentleman's sweep. Gentleman Jim's. Great gin right there. So I'm looking at this Buckeye football team and they get a big boom. They get a running back. And it made me think when they get Isaiah West, depending on what service you're looking at, could be a 3-star, could be a 4-star. I think not the composite one, but just straight up 24/7 sports. They think pretty highly of this guy. They've got him higher up than some of the different services do. But, you know, you got another year to put stuff down, and we've seen guys rise up in the recruiting rankings. Ultimately, though, it doesn't really matter. It matters what you're going to become once you get on campus here and start developing and then get your shot to play. But Isaiah West, he is here now. And as I was alluding to, does this start to generate a little bit of a pipeline, at least in the short term? You have to say so. Even though Kyle McCord left, he went from Kyle McCord to Marvin Harrison Jr. Now you're getting a running back, and you're getting three pretty sexy position players too, a QB, receiver, and a running back, all from Philadelphia, which I'm not going to say the Buckeyes have never hit that area before, but it's not one of those traditional spots where a place like Ohio State will hit. They'll recruit Pennsylvania a little bit, but I don't know how much pure Philly it has been.
Yeah.
But, you know, later in these years, or in recent years, Austin, they've hit New Jersey a little bit more. They've hit New York. I talked about that recently with Ruckert and Curtis Samuel. But, you know, pipelines, Glenville, right? And then South Florida, pick a number of schools, IMG Academy or St. Thomas Aquinas with the mm-hmm. Bosa brothers. What do you think?
Yeah, this is also the second pickup in, not in a row, but the second of the offseason for Ohio State. Keenan Nelson Jr., the safety from South, who's transferring in from South Carolina. He went to St. Joe's Prep as well. So there,
that's right.
There's
yeah,
another
that's a fourth.
Opportunity
yeah.
there for the Buckeyes to have their foot in the door. And this is a program where there was a little bit, there was a stretch where the Buckeyes weren't really welcome there. And I don't know
why is that?
All the details of what transpired there with certain coaches and certain recruitments, but they...
Are you talking about just that specific high school?
Just St. Joe's
Prep. Just St. Joe's Prep.
And so they've... That bridge has been mended, and Ohio State can safely cross back in there, and there's a decent amount of talent. And Bill Landis, my colleague who grew up in Philadelphia, he can talk about this in much more detail and a lot more eloquently. I can't even say the word eloquently. About the process and about where a lot of these players in Philadelphia like to go, which for a long time the perception was they wanted to go south. They weren't looking to stay in the Midwest. They certainly weren't necessarily looking to go to Columbus, Ohio. Even for Penn State, relatively close down the road, it wasn't going to be necessarily a premier destination for a lot of these guys from Philadelphia. So some of that perception has changed. Even for Carlos Lachlan, when you are talking about you know, some of these guys in there, he's like, well, I'm not going to bother when he was at Oregon recruiting somebody in Philadelphia. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but he has the target list for Carlos Lachlan changed pretty dramatically once he got the job. And this is one of those situations where he's circling guys and I don't think he's done yet. I think he's looking to build a three-man class. Jordan Davison will be in for an official visit this week. They're looking to make it, a hat trick there of running back prospects because Ohio State's going to need it. And if you're looking at some of those familiar spots, programs where you know that you've had success, you know that guys are going to be developed. I think that's really the thing about it, Tim. If you're talking about Glenville, if you're talking about St. Joe's, if you're talking about St. Thomas Aquinas, they don't necessarily become pipelines because in Glenville's case, it's proximity. But for some of the others, and there have been some where St. John Bosco out in California, Ohio State,
Wyatt Davis
and, you know, Court Williams, they had a lot of success out there. It's not because, you know, they've tapped a vein and their guys just want to go there because they grew up cheering for Ohio State. You're talking about high achieving, like powerhouse high school programs, but who also understand some of the academic requirements that they have to get through. They understand what the weight rooms are like. And so I think that was the thing that maybe, you know, Mark Pantone, some of their staff identified. What are some like-minded places? Now, obviously, they have really good players. IMG is going to fit in that category as well. They produce a lot of talent, but that talent also has already been in a situation that is like Ohio State, but at a smaller level at high school. They're prepared for it. It's not going to be as daunting for them when they get to Columbus and get thrown in.
Who can make this switch? And we're looking for programs where they are developing these guys that are going to take an easier step to a place like Ohio State. And even if they're going out of state, this might be of some level of comfort to them.
They're
not having to change their routine entirely when they jump from high school to the collegiate level. And it's like you said, it's one thing to be Ohio State and to have the biggest brand name. Well, that's always been the case, you know? So if that's been true for the last 40 or 50 years, and there's still certain parts of the country that maybe you just have a perception about you, like you say, I think that stuff just kind of happens, right? You just sort of get in your groove and then everybody says you got to hit Texas to be good in recruiting. You got to hit Texas. You got to hit California. You got to hit Florida. And if you don't hit those three states, then the perception of you being a national recruiting brand just aren't there. So maybe you leave some of these other pockets empty, but there's still really good players there. And it just takes a couple, right? It takes a couple, and then they start talking, and they start talking to their teammates that they cross paths with for a couple of years, and then you got something cooking.
Yeah, you had that happen with Lake Travis for a couple of years in a row down there in Texas outside of Austin with Matthew Baldwin, then Garrett Wilson, and Caleb Burton was there for a stretch as well. You know, they out of those three, only one of them may have really worked out at the highest level there with Garrett Wilson, but again, it's a similar situation. How seriously do they treat the academics? Is it like a college campus that they're already on as high schoolers? What is the weight program like? Are they going to be able to handle it when they get there and Mickey Marotti is throwing these workouts at them and Schlage's is screaming his face off at you? Like, you if you have a head start and you already know what that's like going through programs like that in high school, it's the chances of success with the Buckeyes are way higher.
Isaiah West, the newest commit for Ohio State 2025 class, is absolutely buzzing right now. And depending on where you look, you might see him as a, you know, top 500. Look, the 24/7 Sports composite has him at 527, but 24/7 Sports alone has him at 214th. So depending on where you look, he's a strong running back and he's really good out of the backfield. They view him as being a three down back.
Yep.
And somebody that can do it all, not afraid to come up in pass protection. Love a guy that can Zeke Elliott come up and crack somebody in the mouth, a blitzing linebacker or whatever. So I like that. Like what we see out of Isaiah West, the newest Buckeye commit here. We have a national champion head coach suing his former school. That seems pretty cool. That and more. We keep our finger on the college football pulse. Austin Ward is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
1, 2, 3.
Here in the Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band. Fish returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and Cane's sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with hockey, after just one season on the job, Pascal Vincent is out as the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The CBJ went 27-43-12 in Vincent's lone season, and they finished in last place in the Eastern Conference. In baseball, the first of a three-game set between the Reds and Pirates was supposed to get underway at 6:40, but weather has pushed the start time back to 7:10 for that one. Carson Spire starts for Cincinnati. Rookie phenom Paul Skeen starts for Pittsburgh. As for the Guardians, they're off tonight. They'll be back on the diamond tomorrow night as they host Seattle for the first of a three-game set. In the NBA, we have Game 5 of the Finals tonight between the Celtics and Mavs in Boston. Tip-off is at 8:30. You can hear that game here on The Fan with coverage starting at 8. Boston leads the series 3-1. And the Stanley Cup Finals will resume tomorrow night with Game 5 in Florida between the Panthers and Oilers. The Panthers lead that series 3-1. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time. time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric?
Call a carpenter.
All right, Boatman, we got 90 minutes to tip off tonight. Let's talk some college football. Let's just sort of let you forget about that for a while.
Honestly,
focus on something else.
Yeah, my nerves are getting to me, so I will be glad to do that.
Your honestly. Celtics are in the lead. How nervous can you be?
Shouldn't be too
nervous. Yeah, they could be playing a high school team, some Dallas local area high school team tonight. I'd probably be nervous.
So. Hey, I would have given you some observations about it from Friday, but I was sitting there in the dark. No TV, no internet. I heard Luca snapped out of his little funk of complaining about every little thing, complaining when the wind blows the wrong way. Was Luca really that deal on Friday?
Yeah, he actually played pretty good defense for his standards.
Really?
I guess.
He defended.
And yes, he did, and not a lot of complaining. Although they were up. I mean, it was...
Yeah, they were up by 30. What's there to complain about?
Yeah, so what do you really have to cry about, I guess, in that one? So hopefully he'll gets back to
tonight.
His old ways tonight. Yeah.
He'll be
exactly.
Crying for mama tonight. Parquet flooring is going to... being his brain.
I hope so.
I bet it'll be 85 degrees in there, too.
Might be. Crank it up.
Make it hot. Crank
or
up the
cold.
Heat on him.
Is Dallas used to the hot? Maybe we should go the opposite direction. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, Texas is hotter than hell. How do the Texans like it? Do they like that heat, or do they blast their AC all the time?
No, they blast the AC. You have to survive. Yeah.
Yeah. How do people live in Houston? Do they have underground... Aren't they underground in Houston? I thought I heard that. I never saw it, but I'd heard
the
that.
City?
Yeah, like they have underground streets, and they have shops and restaurants and like convenience shops under the city.
Never heard that.
I don't know how fast it is.
Never seen that either.
Never heard of that?
No.
Where's your family in Texas?
Oh, my family lived in Houston my parents lived in Houston for a decade before they moved over to New Braunfels and just down the street from Green Hall, but my sister still lives there in Katy.
All right.
But
This is fascinating.
That's news to me.
I could have completely
dozens.
Made it up.
It's like
it
you're describing
awesome,
the city
though, right?
of Atlantis.
Yeah,
it's like,
right? Under the streets of Houston?
That's the first.
Do they wear cowboy hats down there? What?
I'm intrigued
on?
For sure. That's right. Just the first I've heard
All
of
right,
it.
People, if you're with us on YouTube Live, something for the chat room there, tell us. Tell us if that's a real thing. With Houston, I was there for the NCAA tournament in the Shell Houston Open, and I thought we were talking about that. But then you would think that you'd probably scope it out. Where are the stairs that go down there? Where are the cameras?
Yeah, all right. College Football Pulse.
Go Houston. Houston Cougars, baby.
All right, guys, we will start with this man right here.
I'm playing football for LSU. I'm preparing for Arkansas.
Arkansas, of course. So Les Miles, he's suing one of his former schools, LSU, for vacating wins in response to an NCAA infractions case, a move that dropped Miles below the threshold for the College Football Hall of Fame qualification.
Oh, poor
Les. The lawsuit states that he was deprived of property rights to the vacated wins and his nomination for the Hall of Fame. In 2023, LSU vacated 37 wins, and those 37 vacated wins dropped Miles' winning percentage from 66.5 to 59.7.
We learned last week because Mike Leach can't get in. Yeah. So that's a no-fly zone for Les Miles. Rock chalk, baby. Well, he did wonderful things for that Kansas football program. I think, if anything, that should get him into the College Football Hall of Fame for handing that thing to Lance Leipold. For them to get them to a place so they can maybe win a Big 12 championship. Austin, Les Miles has to be one of the weirdest college football coaches we've seen in the last 2-3 decades. Even weirder than Mike Leach.
He's on the short list, and you just wonder, if some of those screws are still a little loose up there. I don't know. I'm not trying to make light of some of the health issues that he did have. I just it doesn't make any sense to me why he thinks that LSU wins, which he helped coach the program to, became his physical property. Maybe there'll be some other lawyers out here who can explain it to me in a way
How
that makes sense.
How do you sue over vacated?
He doesn't own the wins. Les Miles did not win those games. He was not on the field. He has a career record, but guess what? That also doesn't belong to him physically. And let's take it even further. There's no guarantee that he would be voted and elected to the College Football Hall of Fame, of which there is no direct financial reward or physical property attached to this. I'm honestly befuddled about what is going on here and what lawsuit he thinks he could tangibly win. When he was still part of this, even if most of the issues for LSU at that time were related to basketball, football was not in the clear. He didn't just take these steps to vacate wins. Willie,
he says that he felt that there should have been more of a fight for those wins rather than allowing them to be stripped away. LSU vacated the win. The Miles lawsuit cited a Supreme Court decision in 1971. In the very first sentence, in reference to his own battle, he said, "When a person's good name, reputation, honor, or integrity is at stake because of what the government is doing to him, notice and an opportunity to be heard are essential." Read the quote.
It also says in this story and in the lawsuit that they did have communication with him and like lengthy conversations. And then eventually LSU's legal staff stopped because they couldn't just do whatever Les Miles wanted the punishment to be. The school had to do what was right to protect them, which is, by the way, a lot more important than Les Miles' coaching record and potential Hall of Fame resume.
All right, Les, what do you think about this?
Just recognize that it's election day coming up. We're all those model citizens will get off and take care of their duties to their country. This is not Columbus Day. It's not just for the Italians. It's certainly not St. Paddy's Day. It's not just for the Irish. It is for all of those who have the ability to vote in our country. So get out and do that, please.
I love how he's saying that it's not like those other days. Mm. I remember he did talk about Columbus Day, though. Les, what do you think about Columbus Day?
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day.
No.
So that's a different day entirely.
That is a different day, man. It's not New Year's Day. And all you, it's not Christmas.
Yeah. It's also not Valentine's Day.
It's not the 4th of July.
It's not wrong, I guess. But
it's not Memorial Day.
This is June 17th. This is not Juneteenth. This is June 17th.
It's not Labor Day.
Yeah. And all
it's
you
not Halloween.
For all you explorers that want to head down below the street level in Houston, I wish you luck. I hope you find something. Report back.
It's not Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's not Dia de los Muertos.
That's
Columbus Day.
I love the beginning of that James Bond, by the way. That's the best one.
Yeah,
those masks.
It's elite.
Frightening. All right, Boatman, what's next?
Next up, one of the bigger non-conference games this season will take place on September 14th. That's when Wisconsin hosts Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
An big SEC game. Team actually going north of the...
Where's the game?
Kentucky. That'll be out of Wisconsin. You'll be jumping around for that one.
You couldn't even put that sentence together.
No, I really couldn't.
Alabama
I was trying
north.
To think of something that they could go north of.
The Mason-Dixon line.
Yes, thank you.
They've never been out of their state.
Yeah. They have been out of the state
of
Alabama.
I know. Doesn't
Mason
seem like
Dixon
it, though.
Was what I was trying to think of. I had Mississippi River in my head, and I was like, that's more...
Well, because all the other SEC states are
also
going to
cross that.
True. But you know what? Nevertheless, they will play at Wisconsin. And second-year head coach there, Luke Fickell, had this to say about facing the Crimson Tide on the Jim Rome show. Quote, "Ultimately, it gives you an opportunity, great moment, to figure out and measure where you are. I don't know that we can be put in a better spot, to be honest with you. In game three at home, obviously, in an early 11 a.m. Central Time, which, of course, will be noon for us. It's going to be one of the opportunities where we'll find out where we are, and you need that. I think as we go into the new era of the playoff system where you have 12 teams, it's a better outlook looking at it forward and understanding that you need to be challenged early in the year, especially, I say, when you're young or even young and a developing program. We have some young quarterbacks here, and you don't know what you got until you're put into those situations.
Yeah, so, it's... Look,
Alabama
this is,
will be heavy favorites, but if you want to play Alabama, I'd say Kalen DeBoer and what will probably be the third game of this, the Kalen DeBoer era, pretty good time to get him, I would guess.
Well, look, this is what a guy like Luke Fickell wanted, right? You had built yourself up at a place like Cincinnati, and you had become a hot commodity to where you could almost wait for suitors to come to you when big jobs became available and Wisconsin opened up, and he felt like that was the opportunity for him to take a stab at. And 7-6 is, look, I get that's his first year. That's right around that line of where fans at Wisconsin and what they're used to and their winning pedigree, they're going to get a little nervous with a number like that. They want to be living in that... at least 9 win threshold and then hopefully fighting for more than that and then being in the race. So this is a big game and obviously a very big year for Fickell up there.
Well, Paul Chryst wasn't going 7-6. You know, that is below what Wisconsin expects from their program.
Below. Paul was what? I mean, 8 wins at his worst?
Pretty consistently.
9 or 10?
Yeah, giving them that and sometimes higher, of course, and seeing Ohio State in a few of those Big Ten championship games in Indy. Luke Fickell produced a pretty nice jump for Cincinnati each year over year, but especially by year two as that program started taking hold. You saw them becoming more fundamentally sound, more competitive. The strength program, Brady Collins there, another guy with Ohio State ties. You could see the results coming. This is going to be a big test because we know physically what Alabama is still going to have on that roster. Now, to your point, Bodie, Kalen DeBoer is going to have to find out what kind of team he has and what impact he's going to have as the head coach there. There's going to be a lot to learn about both programs, which is why this is such a fascinating game. I don't think it's a national title, real college football playoff, you know, eliminator situation. That's probably too much to ask of Wisconsin in year two. And I don't even really know what Alabama is going to look like from top to bottom in this transition post Nick Saban. But that's, again, what makes this one really interesting because it could change the trajectory for either one of them.
All right, Bob, man, time for one more.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
That's what we have here tonight, boys. Last one here, FanDuel. They've updated their Heisman odds ahead of this coming season. Here's what we got. Carson Beck is at +750. Quinn Ewers, the former Buckeye for 4 or 5 months, he's at +900. Dylan Gabriel at Oregon now, +1,000. Will Howard comes in at number 4 here, +1,300. Got 3 guys at +1,500. Mm-hmm. 3 SEC quarterbacks. Jackson Dart at Ole Miss. Jalen Milroe at Alabama. And Nico Amaliva, I think I'm saying that right there, at Tennessee. Another SEC quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, +1,800, and then Riley Leonard, +2,000.
Your guy.
My guy.
All right, so, Austin, if you had to put everything on one Buckeye, what would it be?
Well, I mean,
what would it be? Like, as far as safe, value, all of it.
In terms of value, I think there's more to be had with like looking at Quinshon Judkins, Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
They're both going to put up some really impressive numbers. Maybe unlikely that they can do enough when they're sharing the workload individually. Like, they can't just put up a 2,000-yard season individually, which is what it would require at that position to win it. It's like Will Howard is the safest one, I think, bet on.
Yeah, he's +1,000.
And he's
I'm with you.
And he's the quarterback at Ohio State. But I think it would be more fun to take Emeka Ibuka or Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
With incredible long shot odds.
I mean, I don't see them on here as far as +4,000 goes, so you're getting some good return.
Yeah.
Good ROI, baby.
Or somebody like Caleb Downs get a chance to return some punts.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I mean, that's what I would That's what I would rather do. The safer play. I mean, that's why Will Howard's odds are the shortest.
But
I
wasn't asking you what the safe. I was saying what would you do, you know, when you combine all those things?
Will Howard is almost certainly going to be Ohio State's starting quarterback. They're going to put up a ton of points with all the skill players around him. I think in some ways that winds up hurting him, right? Like if you're going to spread around credit to Jeremiah Smith and to Quinshon and Travion and
too many guys
and
Emeka, gobbling up touchdowns and yards.
That could hurt, but he's up there for a reason and teams still, like voters still like to reward quarterbacks on the best team in the country, and that's what I think Ohio State will be.
All right, I've looked at something, and I apparently possess a lot of useless knowledge. Update you on that next. It is the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one, yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the #1 rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes care.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeyes are starting fall camp and we're tagging along. The Fan is broadcasting live August 1st through the 4th at Ohio State football practice. Morning Juice and Bishop and Friends Thursday and Friday, plus live weekend programming. Let's go.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Using the Buckeye hookup to play golf at Scarlet whenever we can. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Austin Ward. We've had a lot of golf breakdown because it's a U.S. Open Monday here. Bryson DeChambeau outlasting Rory McIlroy. Oh, Rory. You know, I was able to catch some of the radio version because of the power outage situation.
Because of the debacle.
Yeah, the debacle. I'd, you know, drive around in my car and flip it on Sirius. And I, from the way they were talking, it sounded like this woman's about to hang him up and, you know, hang up the headset and be finished. Her name's Maureen. She is the most Irish woman Ireland has ever produced. And her voice is just fantastic for golf. I don't know, but sometimes accents in certain sports make it better.
Yeah.
And she's talking about Rory. He's hit his ball a little bit far and a little bit left, and he's not going to be in a very good spot there. Nigh, he's going to have a beautiful chip to get it close for his birdie on the par five. It's just it's glorious to listen to. Maureen, glorious. Phenomenal.
Was she heartbroken?
Oh, I'm sure she was, right? But I think everybody, it's like you said, everybody that was watching that just was supercharged for Bryson DeChambeau. And look, Rory threw it away a little bit, but that doesn't,
a little bit.
It doesn't mean that Bryson didn't have to win that tournament, because to get up and down from 55, 60 yards, it was the best bunker shot I've ever seen. Have you ever seen a bunker shot like that with that on the line to win the national championship?
No, that's one of the best bunker shots.
Best shot I've ever seen out of the sand. No one can hit that shot, too, right? Like, you can hit the 100 yard and farther away.
Didn't Johnson Wagner go out there and do it like on the golf?
Yeah, player B. Player B. His first shot, he hit it into the clubhouse. And then the second shot, he hit it pretty good, and that was just hilarious.
The deuce in the clubhouse out there is pretty close to the 18th green. You know, anyone can do that.
Yeah, so Rory just put it out a couple hours ago, said, yesterday was a tough day, probably the toughest I've had in my nearly 17 years as a pro golfer. I want to congratulate Bryson. He's a worthy champ and exactly what professional golf needs right now. I think we all can agree on that. And as I reflect on my 2 week,
I don't know if I can go that far.
Not everyone's going to agree. I'll rue a few things over the course of the tournament, mostly the two missed putts on 16 and 18 on the final day. But he talks about, you know, letting the positives outweigh the negatives. But he basically said he's bowing out of the Travelers. So he's not doing the Travelers. Take a few weeks away. Process everything, build myself back up for my defense of the Genesis Scottish Open and the Open at Royal Troon. I love the Scottish Open. I love how that's become more of a thing lately. Morning golf, getting close to the Open. It's great. That'll be at the Renaissance Club in North Berwick. If anyone's traveled out there, it's a little bit east of Edinburgh. They have all these beautiful golf courses on like 25 miles of coastline. They call it the Gulf Coast out there in Scotland.
Beautiful.
So that is a great spot. And he had a great battle with Bobby Mack, Robert McIntyre, last year to win that Scottish Open.
Just one of the, I believe it was one of the like most insane two irons that you're ever going to see in your life.
Oh my God.
To come back. I think a birdie finish there to steal it away from Robert McIntyre. And that's when people are like, oh, well, Rory's got it back. Everyone's going to talk themselves into it. This major drought is over. No, it's not.
All right, so
I don't think he's ever going to win another one, personally.
I know. That's, and by the way, what did you think of him bolting and getting out of there? A lot was made of not doing the media and leaving so quickly and not staying around to congratulate and hug Bryson and all that good stuff.
It's up to him, but he's built a cult of personality about being an ambassador for golf and constantly speaking up, probably too much so during the whole PGA and LIV stuff, and he was being asked to do a lot to defend his decision and others
too,
but he has consistently
stepped back from.
Yeah, he's consistently tried to take an active role as like Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus as the conscience of golf, and you can't have it both ways. That you want to do that when everything is smooth sailing, and then I understand he was disappointed, he was crushed, and he was deflated.
That's fair. But people pointed out that Bryson, same thing after the PGA Championship when he lost a tough one to Xander. And I don't think they were in the same group either, were they?
No.
Because he was ahead of him.
He was a group ahead.
Yeah, and he stayed and gave a very gracious, you know.
He'd been out there and he'd been on the range and like all those other things. So, again, it's not to pile on or pick necessarily on Rory, but that's sort of the way he's branded himself as the public face of, if not golf, the PGA Tour. And to walk away from that, I think that's pretty disappointing. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
I understand. That's a fair take. You know, just hearing your thoughts on that, you know, kind of brings me a little bit more to your side, because I was on the side of trying to just let the guy have a pass with as crappy as that must have felt, because you've been in this lifestyle for a long time now where I get it. Like you're playing this game and you're trying to be great and you're playing for legacy, and it is work. It's work to be that good at something, and you're into perfecting things because this game has come so naturally to you, and you can hit all the shots like in your sleep. And so that's why it's about thinking, and it's about the numbers and how should I hit this and where should I hit this, because it's not like any of us going out there and playing like where we're trying to make pure contact. These guys do all that, so it becomes a grind. And I'm with you though, like you just have to suck it up and
2 days earlier,
be sad about it after. It might make you feel a little bit better just talking it through.
It could.
And biting that bullet.
And look, we see that a lot. Just to talk about the team that I cover specifically, I brought up the Peach Bowl 2 years ago for Ohio State.
What happened after that one?
But, you know, it's an open locker room, and these guys I don't think that Ohio State players should have to have an open locker room. College football players, 18 to 21-year-olds, after one of the toughest, you know, defeats of their life.
You're talking
to
the Georgia loss.
I'm talking about the Georgia loss.
Yeah,
and there were people that were involved in that key play that declined comment. And to me, I was 100% okay with that. We were in a situation, and because Ohio State doesn't have open locker rooms for the rest of the season, this was new to them. The semifinal had been ripped away from them. They were one play away that many of those guys played the games of their life. And having to explain all that away, I can understand if they said no. I'm not saying in every single situation, every player, every golfer, every tennis player, every NBA player has to make every single media appearance. I'm not saying that. I understand if there are extenuating circumstances. So I want to be clear and fair about that. People in that situation for Ohio State would say no, and I said, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
And I would walk
away. It's okay,
away.
Yeah.
And I'm not...
It's a tough day, tough night.
And that's Rory's choice as well in this circumstance. But 2 days earlier, Brooks Koepka did the same thing and was lambasted by the golf media after he missed the cut and blew off the media. He did a text interview with maybe Golf Digest afterwards to explain it and said, oh, well, the golf media's questions are boring and I don't like it. Well, okay. That's also why most every other sport has rules for when you have to talk and how much you have to talk. And if Marshawn Lynch just decides to show up and say, I'm here so I don't get fined, so be it. Like, they're grown men, they're grown adults, and they're professionals. But I only bring that up for Rory specifically because he's tried to present himself as above all that and willing to be the gentleman of golf. And I don't think he did that yesterday.
So, Austin, I have to tell you this.
Hit me with it.
The Houston Tunnel System.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Is a network of subterranean climate controlled pedestrian walkways that links 95 full city blocks 20 feet below Houston's downtown streets. It is real and it is spectacular.
Is it still like very productive and active?
I don't know. Let me continue reading on Wiki. It is approximately 6 miles long. There are similar systems in Chicago, Dallas, OKC, Montreal, and Toronto. Architectural historian Stephen Fox has stated the idea for the tunnel system came when the Bank of the Southwest building was linked by tunnel to the 1010 garage and the Melly Esperson building in 1961. And as I go back and look on like the Google Maps, I see like on this icon, the downtown Houston tunnel system, Houston Underground. So, I mean, yeah, look at this. 4.2 stars, downtown Houston tunnel system. It looks like very nice, like the walkway, the images here, like that underground shops there. It almost looks like something that Jason Bourne would be running through in a scene. So there they are. Okay. That's I'm looking for people from Houston to verify this and say how much they've used this throughout the years when it's hotter than hell and you have to go underground just to survive. But there you go. Useless knowledge that sometimes winds up being useful. But Austin, the Buckeyes are apparently leaving no stone unturned when it comes to the level of play they get out of this position. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you're starting your day any other way, you're doing it wrong. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All Buckeyes all the time. You're welcome. This is the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall and Austin Ward, all you fine Buckeye fans out there on a nice little Monday, wrapping up a Father's Day weekend, a ridiculously good U.S. Open Golf Championship weekend, and a lot going on in the land of the Buckeyes with these camps.
Always.
A lot going on in the month of June. Austin, I give credit to every player, every coach, even you fine folks in the media.
Oh, hey.
For going out there and putting in a work day. It is so blazing hot. To even do a few reps in this kind of heat is impressive to me, let alone an entire camp or an entire workout, and to really be going hard.
Today was the hottest one.
Oh, my God.
Really, by far. And I would say, for the most part this month, Ohio State's been really fortunate with the weather that they've had. They had a little bit of rain scare at the end of a camp last week. But they'd got in most of the work. The first week of camp, they had a couple really nice days. The second was when we had that weird, like, cool spell where it just dropped back down to 65 and 70. They had one of those days that was perfect. But today, you take your hat off to everyone. The campers that sign up, they're paying to go do these reps. The coaches that are working, the players that pop out there from the Woody who want to lend a hand and be around the kids. They actually moved inside some of the offensive and defensive line individual reps at the end because it was just so darn hot out there today.
Yeah.
But they were out there, everybody working and grinding, and now that's the end of individual skills camps and evaluations at the Woody for the month. There's one more 7-on-7
tomorrow. Right? And then that's it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It's official visit season and a big weekend for that looming for Ohio State. So,
and it's been big weekend after big weekend.
They've been
here
stacking them. This is an incredibly busy stretch for Ohio State's coaching staff. They're doing it this way on purpose. Have, you know, 90-95% of their official visitors use those up in June. They like to have as much of the class in place as they can by that point. In the future, that's going to be really important, and why Ohio State has sort of shifted to this model, because there's some expectation that there will be an earlier signing period available, and it could be around the end of June, could be the start of July, even if it's in August. July's a little bit of a dead period. So this is sort of Ohio State, I think, trying to be ahead of the curve about the way they handle things. And that makes June really stressful for Ryan Day and that whole staff.
Right? It feels like it should be a mundane off-season month where not a lot is happening. It should be beach month, go on vacation month.
Well, you can talk to the NCAA about all their decisions for the way that they've stacked the calendar. They've made a bunch of big mistakes, and I don't think they're even going to totally correct it, even if they do the earlier signing period. I don't think they'll get rid of the nonsense in December entirely, although that they should.
Why did they do that? It seems like ever since they did that move in December, it's just backfired. It's completely backfired, and you had to be able to see it coming. Like, what did you expect when you're in the middle of championship season, the most important games, where recruiting, of course, is vital. Of course it is. And it's difficult to manage how you're performing in your season and the focus you're putting on your game plan week to week and things specific to that week's opponent, and then to weave in some recruiting and some phone calls here and there when you have contact periods. But then to have the signing period in the middle of December right there, where so much is on your mind.
Well, at least they didn't double down on that misguided decision by opening up a transfer portal in December.
Yes, at least they didn't do that.
Now that
would
be
crazy.
That would be madness.
It's too much. It's really too much. And I don't know, man. I've always thought that there shouldn't even be signing periods. You should just have the ability to end your recruitment, especially.
That's how it is for every other student, right?
The way this is going, the way that this sport is going, where it could be, you know, some contract bases. There's so many unanswered questions for what the next 2 to 5 years are going to look like with the setup in the $20 million pool, or if that could capped or uncapped, or what it's going to be. I don't know.
When you settled on your decision to go to college.
I just decided to go.
They didn't just say, you know what,
yeah,
Tim, well, you're going to have to wait. You know, this period,
the
window's not open.
I wanted to go to a university that I wanted to go to, and I ended my decision. I'm taking my talents to the Outback Steakhouse.
And Outback,
that's where I chose to go to dinner that night.
And Outback Steakhouse was like, you know what, we'll take it. You meet the criteria. You've applied. We accept you.
And you know what? Chili's kept coming after me.
Hard.
Applebee's kept driving hard to the lane. But I said, no, 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 I'm a Bloomin' Onion guy. And this is where it's going to stay. Get off of me.
Outback Steakhouse University, OSU.
No rules, just right. So, Austin, this was, you tell me the level of importance here.
Okay.
When you bring in another analyst to the fold. Ohio State has been utilizing analysts for a good while now.
Very well, they have.
Yeah, they've been using it well. You even had C.J. Stroud multiple times, you know, in his throughout his rookie season in the NFL, talk about Todd Fitch and the relationship that they had and how he helped him see a bigger picture at times when he was out there on the field or with his diagnosing defenses, you know, important things. So they do prove useful. Look, these are football coaches. These are football minds. They can't fit into the official assistant coach number, but that's merely just a numbers thing. That doesn't mean they're not good enough to be full-blown assistant coaches. So Chip Kelly had a quarterback assistant in mind for his next season at UCLA. The only thing was there wasn't a next season at UCLA. And that analyst is going to join us here in Columbus. And that
has
guy
already.
That guy has joined us, and he was an offensive coordinator in the MAC, and he's a former OSU grad assistant, so he knows how things go around here more than most. Billy Fessler, how well do you know him? Did you meet him yet? And what do you think they're getting with him?
Saw him again today. He'd been around, I believe his previous stint was 3 years before going up to Akron. So he's certainly been well ingrained in the system, understands what Ryan Day is looking for from his quarterbacks. He's worked with quarterbacks and wide receivers. He's had, you know, some play calling duties last year with Akron. I believe he was calling plays for them. You know, they went out there, he and his wife. So I talked to him this afternoon after he arrived. It's like the deal was signed on Friday. They're trying to figure out what to do with that, you know, housing situation to get back out of there. And they flew out yesterday or this morning, I can't remember the exact details of his travel plans, but he's like, got to get back out there. A big week for Ohio State again with the end of camps and trying to get ready for, you know, 7-on-7s and official visitors. Although Ohio State's work there is largely done with Tavian St. Clair committed. But you look at this, we talk a lot about Chip Kelly's role and influence with the offense. You know, if he takes on an outsized role there and that allows Ryan Day to take his reins off with play calling and some of the game planning to some extent throughout the week, then you still need someone to help assist as Todd Fitch did with quarterbacks for the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that, you know, has the faith of both Ryan Day and Chip Kelly to the point that Billy Fessler does. Been around the Woody, doesn't need any guided tours. He was able to get in there and he hit the ground running today already.
Knows where the key card goes and everything.
Thumbprint.
Right, thumbprint, perfect. Retinal scanner, maybe. So
he was probably still in the system.
Can't get in every door, but it's...
You don't know that.
Yeah, you've got your ways. Oh, I got my ways. I got my sources. Don't you worry about that right now. So, you know, the thing is Corey Dennis isn't around anymore, so somebody can fill that role, and Ryan Day is trying to take a more... not to say backseat approach, but he's got a whole lot more stuff. And that's part of the reason why Chip Kelly comes in here. So, you know, he can manage some more of the offense and Ryan Day can take more of the bigger picture approach. And that's good. I mean, if they've got a big quarterback room right now. So Billy Fessler will have a lot of guys to talk to on a normal basis. And Tavian St. Clair, if he sticks around here, we've talked a lot about him on the show the last couple of weeks and just what he's been doing here and how he's been looking as a player, and the fact that he's a Central Ohio kid from one of the smaller towns outside of Columbus, I think is so, so cool. And it's going to be a fun guy for Billy Fessler to get to know really well. All right. So seemed to be one guy in particular catching the eye of the Buckeye reporters at camp today. Maybe yours too, Austin, in that hot, hot sun. We'll give you that and we'll look at some hashtags next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Bishop and Friends.
Is there any actual empirical evidence that bulking up and being heavier, like, makes you more durable?
Pretty much broke my foot when I was fat, so, like...
Bishop and Friends.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is it. The legendary live band. Fish returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Timmy Hall, Austin Ward, our Buckeye football expert extraordinaire, dotting the I's, the podcast. You guys know where to find him. A Ward Sports. My memory right?
That's correct. You got them all correct.
Look at that memory on Twitter and X.
It's all that useless knowledge that you keep talking
useless
about.
Useless knowledge. You guys know where to find us. We're on the Buckeye Show. Yes. That's
right here.
That's the Twitter and X handle at the Buckeye Show. And the voicemail is 614-460-2896. That's the text line as well. YouTube Live. I mean, we're everywhere. We're on the fan app. You can go to the website. You're listening on the old fashioned radio. The podcast will get downloaded 5-10 minutes after we're done. So search up the Buckeye Show anywhere you get that. If you missed any part of the show and you'd rather listen instead of look at our beautiful, sometimes ugly faces. That's that. And Austin's physique too, because he's awakened. He's awake.
Awaken 180, baby.
He's alive and awake. And
I'm not as beautiful
losing
as
losing everything.
I am. I'm trying.
Tyvus is a beautiful guy too. And I always have to sit across with guys that are trying to diet every time, you know? He's always talking about diets, except the difference is he'll come in the next day and have a bag of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And he'll say, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, you're eating chicken. What do you mean? You're eating fried chicken right now. It's delicious, isn't it? Yes, have another one.
Yeah. It's weird how those diets don't work when you bring in Chick-fil-A.
Well, he doesn't really have a diet. He just says, oh, I'm going to quit bread for a week. Or, oh, I'm not going to have any soda for the next month. Like, Tyvus, you're going to do all of those things also, within the next 3 days.
Just live your life.
Live your life. And when do you get to finish this thing? Is there an end point?
I've been off of the program, Awaken 180, for a while. Yeah.
You pick it back up from time to time?
Well, I learned better habits and, you know, more routines that work so that I can sustain, which is like 80%, 20% for me of healthy, focused eating during the week. And then me continuing to do the things that I like every other Friday and Saturday and sometimes Sunday, which is I got to have pizza. And everyone who's ever heard my voice knows that I want craft beer. And
yeah, right.
So
I need to do those things.
And so I just, the thing for me about living my life was that maybe I didn't need to do it 100%. 100 miles an hour, 7 days a week. And so cutting back some of that has helped because I still continue to lose some weight after getting off the program.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. Did it teach you anything about how to eat 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5?
No.
In the same sitting?
No, it did not.
I ripped that off last week.
Oh, really? You crushed it?
I did. I'm not going to say
they must not have given you the full serving of roast beef.
I'm not going to say that at the end of that fifth sandwich, I wasn't starting to feel it. But the first four, I pretty much flew through.
Yeah.
And I felt great about it. And I had a giant soda and a curly fry sitting next to it as well. It was just a special.
Good for you.
It was just a special day because it was just a blast of the past kind of deal.
I remember when
unbelievable.
Yeah.
When they had all the other options too. I think the normal go for me would have been two roast beef sandwiches, a drink for the third item, a curly fry for the fourth, and then the four piece mott stick was just the manna from heaven. I mean,
I never wanted to waste
a side dish.
I never wanted to waste one of the options on the soda.
Really?
I was like,
but it was enough food, you know. That's the thing.
Just get a cup of water.
Get a cup of water, right? That's my guy. Or just get an extra soda.
Well,
just pay a little bit more.
No, don't
pay $6.50.
Don't do that. Never.
So on the Twitter and the X right here, I'm looking at a bunch of different, you know, Ohio State reporters that were all getting starstruck by Sidarian Morgan out at Ohio State today. Didn't know if this guy caught your eye, but this is a big time wide receiver prospect. I don't know what the buzz is on how in the Buckeyes are going to be because he's an Alabama kid. So I don't hear too much of Ohio State recruiting Alabama in-state talent. So that'd be a little bit different, but by all accounts could be a five-star receiver and already 6'4" and just one of these big bodied guys that the Buckeyes just recently got a big body wide receiver. But we know how Brian Hartline can recruit these guys. Bill Curlick, one of the guys, saying had one of the best days today at the Buckeyes camp.
It was too hard for me to look away from Chris Henry Jr. with those wide receivers out there. So
talk about tall.
Yeah. So I was enamored by that as I have been for the last 2 years when he's appeared at camps and has been working out with Brian Hartline and Devin Jordan and those guys. He's just such a, he's a physical marvel. So he really had my attention there more than anybody else. And then popped in to watch a little bit of the offensive line and defensive line there at the end. So actually didn't watch the one-on-ones to wrap up competitive camp situation with the quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers, but all the stuff during skill work. I mean, Chris Henry, whew, pretty strong genetics there.
I'll tell you what, too. This is one of my first looks at Bo Jackson here. Just some clips of him running through some drills. Garrick Hodge posted this up there. This guy has got burst, and this is just a rep, you know, but you can tell what they're getting from this young man.
Yeah, Ohio State was really excited to have him out there. We talked about Carlos Lachlan a couple times during the show tonight, but just the relationship that they have built in a relatively short period of time, you can see that stuff growing, the way that they communicate, the way that they were working with each other in drills, how much they enjoyed that opportunity. Those are big when you have... This is what helps set apart in-state guys is when they are able to just go down and get a little bit of a jump on not just knowing their coaches, but the way that they're going to be coached. And he doesn't have to compete for the offer. So it is, that part is in the rearview mirror for him. It's about, you know, setting himself up for success so that he can hit the ground running when he gets to Ohio State. You've seen a few of those guys. We mentioned Tavian St. Clair doing that a couple times throughout this month. You know, that's the real benefit when there is that level of in-state talent that Ohio State coaches can work with. They can start giving some things and some tips that they can work on and understanding what is going to be required of them. That's a big deal. I think that's why we talk about that so often. It's not just that they understand Ohio State and the rivalry. It's some of the bonus opportunities that they get before they show up.
Boys, good stuff tonight. I just got a text recently from the wife. We, of course, are going into our first night out of four nights with power and fully loaded. So we're kind of burnt out, stressed out from the weekend we've had. And she said, are you still tired of pizza or can we do that tonight maybe?
Imagine being tired of pizza.
I'm thinking I just say yes. And I'm thinking I really enjoyed that Romeo's stuffed crust that I had.
Mm.
And when she says, oh, you know, too bad they only have this in size large. Ah, darn it. Do they have an extra large? Because that's about going to fit tonight. But Austin, thanks for doing it, ma'am. We'll see you soon.
I hope I get invited back.
Oh, you will, buddy. Don't worry. Bodie, good luck tonight as we have game five of the finals. Up next on The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio Sports. This is it. The legendary live band. Fish returns to the road this summer.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
Our show is over.
Our show is over.
Please enjoy this random game between two teams you may or may not care about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Get the champagne ready. The NBA Finals are here.
Welcome to the NBA Finals.
Let's raise our glasses and our rings to the two finale.
This is it. The legendary live band. Phish returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.